God is good. And all the time. Oh, man, I missed that so much last week. Let's try that again. God is good. And all the time. Oh, praise God for you. That was awesome. All right. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First Church. We thank you so much for your presence this morning. It is, it's a good day to be talking about Noah. Amen? Yeah. There's right after first service, I thought there was going to be a time that we needed a boat, the way it was raining. But if you would turn to your announcements real quick here this morning. One thing while you're doing that, I wanted to let you know we have brand new 2009 directories out. They are in a basket out in the entryway. Make sure you grab one of those. And well, wait now. Is this a trick question?
1 minute.
These are either yellow or gold, I suppose, whatever gel coating you're wearing today. So they are bright. You can't miss them. And so make sure that you get one of those. Also, don't forget the Sharpen Our Edge campaign. And we have, is there anyone here? Yes, Randy, you want to share a little bit about that? Awesome. Yes. If you are listening to us on the radio, we welcome you this morning. Welcome you to First Church, and we thank you so much for bringing us into your home as well. We're talking about the Sharpen Our Edge campaign, and folks, this is something that will just, this is many things that will enhance the ministries of this church, and so we invite you to participate in it. 30,000 in 30 days is what we are going for, what the finance team is going for, and I think it's a great goal to set. Please read this insert if you want more information on that, or ask Randy or myself if you... that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right. Vacation Bible School. Don't forget that if you want to sponsor a child as well. Now, turning to your announcements, it's really weekly events, and so, but make sure you look at this and read it carefully. We have a lot about Vacation Bible School, Camp Edge, and also Gadabouts. We've had several people who have signed up for Gadabouts. And if you haven't signed up and are still interested, make sure you meet with them at 11:15 over here in the library. I'm excited about that. So, and also, it's been a while because of mission trip and 4th of July, et cetera, since the youth has met. Tonight, 6 o'clock, is youth, all youth, 6 to 8. 6 to 6:30 we'll eat, and then 6:30 to 8 we have Ignite. So if you, youth, if you're here, listen to that. And if you are associated with youth in any way, make sure you let them know if they're not here.
Eric?
Yep.
It's me. I just want to let you guys know there's a clipboard being passed around that you can sign up to volunteer for either decorating or Vacation Bible School or both. So make sure that gets all the way around. And when it gets to the back, pass it over across the aisle. Okay? Thank you.
This is a very important ministry to the children of this community. And so please, if you want to make a difference in people's lives, this is an exciting way to do that. And I believe, what is the time frame each day on that, Deanna?
It's 9 to noon, July 27th to the 31st.
All right. Also, before I move on to one Sunday away and I'm out of the rhythm here. I tell you what, but I want to tell you about that. I'm a part of a quartet called Three Men and a Melody, and we traveled to Anaheim, California to compete in the international competition. And it always is really an international competition, but for the first time this year, we had two quartets in the top 10 that have never, it's never happened before. One is from Hawaii, which you think, well, that's not international, but it is the first time a quartet from Hawaii was in the top 10. And then a quartet from New Zealand was also in the top 10. So it's exciting. Our area took home all the gold, however. A quartet from St. Charles, Missouri won the gold, and the chorus from St. Charles, Missouri won the gold. And so it was really exciting for our area to be a part of that. We were both excited and disappointed. We ended up 13th. And, well, thank you. On one hand, you know, after 9 years, we were really wanting better than that. But on the other hand, we realize there are thousands of guys that would dream to be where we are. And so we celebrate that we're able to share our gifts in that way and be a part of that. So we thank you for your prayers and for your traveling mercies and your prayers and asking God to help us do our best. That was just really awesome. We felt them while we were there and had a great time. Would you please turn to your connection card and fill that out if you haven't already. If you're a regular attender, you fill out the top half of that, and make sure you always look at this back half. We do change things every once in a while if a new ministry comes about. Also, if you're visiting with us, please make sure you fill this out. And it allows us to say thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. This is an awesome church, and I hope that you'll stick around for a few weeks to find that out. The folks are really wonderful, and so I give God praise for that. And once you fill that out, when the offering basket comes by later in the service, put that in there. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
All right. So we'll begin with a prayer and the prelude, and we'll go from there. Let us pray. Dear God, you truly are an amazing God, and we thank you so much for the life that you give us. We thank you, Lord, that this morning you were thinking of us before our eyes were open to the day. We give you praise, God, for all that you give us, even those things, and maybe especially those things that we take for granted. They are special gifts, Lord, the fact that we can take them for granted, the fact that we are loved, and many of us just understand that, and unfortunately, many of us have yet to learn that amazing gift that you give us, that we are loved, and we have great potential in our life. So as we come together to worship you today, we ask for your powerful anointing in Jesus' name. We know that you are already here, but we want to be deliberate, asking for your presence to infuse us with your power, your healing, your joy, everything. God, you know us individually, and you know what we need. And we ask for your power to come into our lives so that we can focus our lives upon you, Lord. Make us one with each other and one with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.